AEC, Australian Electoral Commission. Your official guide to the 2025 federal election. Producer's note. This recording lasts for approximately 20 minutes. The contents are as follows. This audio introduction. Part 1, Introduction. Part 2, Message from the Acting Electoral Commissioner. Part 3, Stop and Consider. Check the source this federal election. Part 4, Frequently Asked Questions. Part 5, What happens at the polling place? Part 6, How to make your vote count. Part 7, Alternative formats of this official guide. And Part 8, Additional information for voters who are blind or have low vision. End producer's note. Part 1, Introduction. A federal election will be held on Saturday, 3rd of May 2025. A federal election is held so Australian voters can choose members of Parliament to represent their views and interests in the House of Representatives and the Senate. Your vote will help shape Australia. Enrolling and voting in federal elections is compulsory for Australian citizens aged 18 years and over. If you don't vote, you may be prosecuted. It is a criminal offence to vote more than once. This guide has been created to provide information about voting in the federal election. Additional information for voters who are blind or have low vision is included in Part 8 of this guide. 2025 Federal Election Facts. At this election, there are more than 97% of eligible Australians on the electoral roll, 7,000 polling places, 500 early voting centres, 100,000 temporary election workers. Part 2. Message from the Acting Electoral Commissioner. This guide has tips on how to check information sources and how to make your vote count, explains what happens at a polling place, and answers frequently asked questions. We will have polling places open across the country on election day, as well as other voting options to support communities to have their say. You can be confident that we're delivering the election with integrity, securing your vote at every step of the process, from the printing to the counting of your ballot papers. The robust exchange of ideas is a part of election campaigning, and I encourage you to carefully consider all information you receive, but particularly anything that questions our well-established electoral process. Ask yourself if it's from a recognisable and reliable source. If the answer is no, my suggestion is to be cautious. When you visit a polling place, please remember our staff are everyday Australians who are there to help you with the voting process. Visit aec.gov.au for more information on how you can have your say at this election. Jeff Pope, Acting Electoral Commissioner. Part 3. Stop and consider. Check the source this federal election. During the election period, a large amount of information is distributed that is designed to influence your vote. Information from different sources is a vital part of the democratic process. It gives candidates, political parties and others a way to communicate their policies and beliefs with voters. However, some information may be deliberately false or misleading. It's important you carefully consider what you see, hear, or read about the federal election. Take the time to consider, where did the information come from? Is it from a trustworthy media outlet or an official social media account? When was it published? Old information that is no longer accurate can be shared to make it appear like new information. Check if you're not sure. Artificial intelligence technology makes it easier to create false information about the voting process. If you see something about the federal election process that you're unsure of, ask the AEC. This is particularly important with information you may see on social media and online. Go to aec.gov.au/stop-and-consider for more information and short videos with helpful tips. Part 4. Frequently Asked Questions. Here are some things you need to know about voting. Who has to vote? All Australian citizens aged 18 years and over must be enrolled and vote in federal elections. Where can I vote? You can vote at any polling place in your state or territory on election day. Polling places are open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Polling places are usually at local schools, churches, community halls, and public buildings. To find your nearest polling place, visit aec.gov.au/where. What if I need assistance? If you have a mobility restriction or disability, or care for someone who does, you can check the accessibility details of polling places at aec.gov.au/where. For voters who are blind or have low vision, there are voting options that may assist. More information is available in Part 8 of this guide. What if I'm in another state or territory? If you will be interstate on election day, you may vote at a designated interstate voting centre or consider early voting options. What if I can't make it on election day? If you can't make it to a polling place on election day, you may be eligible to vote early in person or by post. How to vote early in person? If you are eligible, you can vote before election day. Early voting centres open from Tuesday, 22nd of April, 2025. Opening dates and times vary, so visit aec.gov.au/where to check the details for each centre. For more information on early voting and eligibility, visit aec.gov.au/early or call 132326. How to vote early by post. Postal voting is available to eligible voters. Check your eligibility and apply online at aec.gov.au/PVA. Applications must be received by the AEC no later than 6 p.m. Wednesday, 30th of April, 2025. Please call 132326 if you don't have access to the internet and want to apply for a postal vote. You may receive a postal vote application from a political party or other organisation. Third parties are permitted to send these applications to households, but you don't have to use them. You can apply directly to the AEC for a postal vote pack. What electorate am I in? You can check which electorate you live in at aec.gov.au/electorate. The name or boundaries of your electorate may have changed since the last federal election as a result of a redistribution. This may mean you need to vote in a different electorate or your usual polling place may be in a different electorate. Who you vote for is your decision. How you cast your vote is your decision only. Outside a polling place, candidate representatives may offer you how to vote cards, suggesting you vote in a particular way. You don't have to accept or follow how to vote cards. Have another question? Go to aec.gov.au/FAQS. Part 5. What happens at the polling place? When you arrive at a polling place, a voting official will ask for your full name and address and whether you have voted before in the 2025 federal election. 1. Your name will be marked off the electoral roll. 2. You'll be given a ballot paper for the House of Representatives and a ballot paper for the Senate. 3. Follow the instructions on your ballot papers to complete them correctly or ask a voting official for help. 4. Once you have completed your ballot papers, place them in the ballot box. 5. If you have used an AEC pencil, put it in the box on the way out. Good hygiene is encouraged and hand sanitizer will be provided. Our staff are there to help you. Please be respectful. Part 6. How to make your vote count. You will be given two ballot papers, a small green one for the House of Representatives and a large white one for the Senate. You must complete both ballot papers. On the green ballot paper, you are voting for a representative of your local area or electorate in the House of Representatives. On the white ballot paper, you are voting for representatives of your state or territory in the Senate. House of Representatives. On the green ballot paper, number every box in the order of your choice. Put the number 1 in the box for the candidate that is your first choice, a 2 for your second choice, and so on until you've numbered all the boxes. Senate. On the white ballot paper, you have a choice of 2 ways to vote, either above the line or below the line. If you choose to vote above the line, you need to number at least 6 boxes. Put the number 1 in the box for the party or group that is your first choice, a 2 for your second choice, and so on until you've numbered at least 6 boxes. You can continue to place numbers in the order of your choice in as many boxes above the line as you like. If you choose to vote below the line, you need to number at least 12 boxes from 1 to 12 for individual candidates in the order of your choice. You can continue to place numbers in the order of your choice in as many boxes below the line as you like. Don't worry if you make a mistake. You can ask for another ballot paper and start again. Did you know you can practice voting on the AEC website? Go to aec.gov.au/practice. That's practice. Part 7. Alternative formats of this official guide. Accessible information. For voters who are blind or have low vision, this official guide is also available on the AEC website in large print and e-text at aec.gov.au/assistance. These formats, as well as Braille, can also be requested by phoning 132326. More information for voters who are blind or have low vision is available in Part 8 of this guide. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, contact us through the National Relay Service, NRS. Use your preferred call channel and provide the NRS with our number, 132326. Auslan interpreting services will also be available. Translated official guides. This official guide has been translated into 34 languages. Translated versions can be downloaded from aec.gov.au/translated. Telephone interpreter services are also available. For information about voting and elections, call the number listed next to your preferred language. The following list of phone numbers is ordered alphabetically by language. Arabic 1300 720 132. Burmese 1300 290 617. Cantonese 1300 720 135. Croatian 1300 720 136. Dari 1300 290 618. Farsi Persian 1300 290 619. Greek 1300 720 137. Italian 1300 720 138. Khmer 1300 720 134. Korean 1300 720 468. Macedonian 1300 720 139. Mandarin 1300 720 142. Polish 1300 720 143. Portuguese 1300 720 145. Russian 1300 720 146. Serbian 1-300-720-147, Spanish 1-300-720-148, Turkish 1-300-720-149, Vietnamese 1-300-720-152, other languages 1-300-720-153. Part 8. Additional information for voters who are blind or have low vision. Telephone voting. Voters who are blind or have low vision can cast a vote using the AEC's dedicated telephone voting service. Telephone voting is a simple two-step process. Step 1. Call to register. To vote by telephone, you must first register by calling 1-800-913-993 or +61 2-6271-4611 if overseas. Registration is available on weekdays between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. AEST from Tuesday 22nd of April 2025 until Friday 2nd of May 2025, excluding Anzac Day. It is also available from 8 a.m. to 12 midday AEST on Saturday 3rd of May 2025. You will be asked questions to check your details on the electoral roll, and you will also be asked to choose a personal identification number, PIN. You will then receive a telephone voting registration number by your choice of an email, SMS, or phone call. Step 2. Call to vote. Telephone voting is available on weekdays between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. AEST from Tuesday 22nd of April 2025 until Friday 2nd of May 2025, excluding Anzac Day. It will also be available from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. AEST on Saturday 3rd of May 2025. Once you have received your registration number and chosen your PIN, you will need to call 1-800-913-993 or +61 2-6271-4611 again to cast your vote. When you call, to protect your privacy, you will be asked for your registration and PIN rather than your personal details to mark you off the electoral roll. This means your vote remains secret because the AEC voting assistants will not know your name or address. An AEC voting assistant will record your vote. A second voting assistant will ensure your vote is recorded as you intended. Once your vote is complete, the voting assistants will place the ballot papers into an envelope marked with your electoral division and deposit it into a sealed ballot box. Remember, you have until 12 midday AEST on Saturday 3rd of May 2025 to register and until 6 p.m. AEST Saturday 3rd of May 2025 to cast your vote. For questions about other voting options for voters who are blind or have low vision, please call 132326. Accessible formats of candidates lists. After the declaration of nominations, candidates' lists for the House of Representatives and the Senate can be produced in accessible formats on request, including audio, DAISY CD, CDA, Braille, large print, and e-text. To request a copy, call the AEC on 132326. This is the end of the guide. Authorised by the Electoral Commissioner. 10 Mort Street, Canberra. Producer's note. This recording was made for the Australian Electoral Commission by Accessible Information Solutions of Vision Australia in April 2025. Your narrator has been Julie Horton. End producer's note.